You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Kerry. Didn't Kerry Allen throw the cat amongst the pigeons last night? Driving along Evans Bay Parade, which is that windy road on the east side of the bay as you're flying in from the north. It's on your right-hand side. It's the windy road. It's used as a route out of Wellington. Anyway, the Justice Minister, while driving down there, hit a car. The cops turned out. It turns out that she's been drinking. She refuses to accompany a police officer. So she is then hauled off to the police station. No, that's not resisting arrest. It's refusing to accompany a police officer. Then she sits on a naughty chair until 1 o'clock in the morning. She is the Justice Minister. She has been detained by the police. This is the number one thing not to do if you are the Justice Minister. She returned a breath test over the legal limit, but at a level considered an infringement offence, and police will not press charges in relation to that. So while she had been drinking, I think it would be wrong to say that she was drunk. She was described as being very distressed. So the Prime Minister was informed last night. She quits her ministries. The Prime Minister starts talking. The Prime Minister starts blaming her mental health. Now, this is just a few days after the Prime Minister assured us that her mental health was good enough for her to continue in her job. Well, you got that one wrong, Chris, it appears. Less than a week later, she's in this trouble. None of this is good. None of this shows an ability to deal with stress and the responsibilities of the jobs that they applied for. All of this smacks of a government which is now just holding on by the skin of its teeth. And the whole year has been like this. And it is an inability to handle the basics. All Michael Wood had to do was employ an accountant to sort out his affairs. All Stuart Nash had to do was not email anybody about cabinet deliberations. All Kerry had to do was call for an Uber. Simple mistakes made by supposedly smart people. And so now we have five more parliamentary weeks left, and the Labour Party has created a rod for its own back. Because 3 years ago, they had the most decisive parliamentary win in MMP history. They had 65 MPs on the government benches. Supermajority. They're down to 62 now, even so. But with all these MPs, the big jobs were shared amongst a small coterie of politicians, as though they were the only ones the leaders could trust. Nobody was pushed forward. Maybe Kerry. Maybe she was the fresh new hope. That failed. But nobody was pushed forward. There has been no future planning. There has been no blooding of new talent. And now Chris Hipkins is faced with a problem. We need a new justice minister. That is a big job. Who can do this? We need a new conservation minister. We need a new emergency management minister. At a time when emergencies, particularly climate ones, seem to be coming at us left, right and centre, who will Hipkins turn to? Who have they been grooming? Who have they got ready to do the job? I don't know. I can't see anybody. They may shuffle it all round on the deck of the Titanic and say, hey, Andrew Little, have this. But have you seen how many jobs Andrew Little already has? Who are they going to give this to? It's 5 weeks. Five more parliamentary weeks. And they've got to struggle through. So, here's a question. Should Chris Hipkins call a snap election? Because things aren't going to get better for the government, is it? The opposition parties will get all their guns in a row, and the next 3 months will be a horror show. So while, yes, he still has 62 MPs, why doesn't he just say, right, well, you know, let's worry about the confidence. Let's have a snap election right now. And because if he did that, you could almost hear the echo of a time when Muldoon caught a snap election when half cut. And when challenged that, Mr. Muldoon, this doesn't give your party time to prepare, Muldoon replied, well, it doesn't give my opponents time to prepare either. Heh, heh, heh. And that's a point. Because whatever happens, Chris Hipkins now and over the next 3 months is a lame turkey waiting for Christmas.
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to News Talk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.